our career of the week, we are going to talk about physiotherapists. Physiotherapists work with children with illnesses by helping them with physical methods like exercise and massages and things. So now in studio, there's a physiotherapist with us to help us talk about physiotherapy and what's it like to study for this career. We have fourth year physiotherapy student Leah Christensen. Has been on RX Radio before to talk about her honest student Instagram page, where she talks about the realities and pressure of life as a student. But today she'll be talking more about her practical studies that she has started during the time of COVID, and most recently her work in physiotherapy department at Red Cross. She'll also be touching on the difference between working with adults and with children in physio. Welcome to the show, Leila. How are you today?
Great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. It's amazing to be back. I love this place.
Is there anything I left out in the introduction?
Yeah, I think just mentioning that I am studying at UWC, the University of the Western Cape, and I am also the chairperson of the Physiotherapy Student Council at UWC.
Okay. Can you please tell us what it's been like doing your practical studies here at Red Cross Children's Hospital?
It's been amazing. I've absolutely loved it, but it's also been a huge amount of work. Because we are students, we have a lot of extra admin, extra paperwork to fill in, which is completely understandable. But working with the children has been so rewarding. It's incredible. And yeah, just a very different experience to working with adults, but absolutely loving it.
What is the difference between working with adult patients and children patients?
I think the biggest thing is the type of rehab that you do with the children. So with adults, you can kind of give them certain exercises. You can be like, bend your knee along the bed like 8 times. And, you know, you can get them to do the movements specifically. But with children, you've got to create an interactive game with them that they do the movements that you want.
Yeah.
But that it's not sort of so methodical, that it's sort of like they don't realize that they're actually doing it, but I'm still getting my rehab done. So just incorporating other things, like if they're picking up an object off the floor, that requires them to bend their knees a lot, bend their hips and all that. So it's the same principle, but it's just delivered in a different method. And I think as well with, especially now during COVID, we're not used to working with families. So with the children, we've got parents to work with as well and tell them about the rehab process and all of that as well.
You've been doing a practical side during the time of COVID. What kind of rules do you have to follow for this?
So it's a lot more PPE. So we had a couple practical sessions in second year when there wasn't any COVID. And it was, there was no masks at all, like nothing, even in the hospitals. And now we have to wear an N95 mask as physios because we do a lot of respiratory and lung work. And we, at some hospitals as well, you have to wear a visor. With every patient now, you have to wear gloves and aprons. And we usually, it was just some gloves. So there's a lot more protocol involved as well. There's sort of certain things that as students now we cannot do because it's not under the guidelines of the COVID rules. And also just not working with families anymore. With adults as well, there's no parents around or siblings, or just even spouses aren't allowed in the hospitals at the moment a lot of the time. So it's been very different trying to just juggle everything, and you're dealing with one patient only, and yeah, a lot more rules to follow basically.
What is your favorite part of being about, what is your favorite part about physio now that you have more experience in real hospital settings?
It's seeing progress of patients. You know, you'll get there one day and they're struggling to even get out of bed or struggling to even stand, and then you do a couple simple things with them, and then the next day they're able to stand and some of them able to walk, and it's so rewarding. And I think that's one of my favorite parts, is that, you know, you can see your rehab actually working, and you watch their faces completely change, and you watch them just grow so much in a few days, and then they suddenly have hope that they can actually leave the hospital and go and do normal life things again.
Where do you see yourself working in the future?
Oh, tough question. I would love to work with children, actually, so wouldn't mind Red Cross. But yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe going traveling for a bit, maybe working overseas for a bit, getting a bit more experience out there, and then coming back and seeing what the future holds. But definitely interested in more hospital settings, not into the private sector, or like the clinics and the private practices where they do massaging. Not interested in that at all. But yeah, definitely a hospital setting.
What message would you like to send young people who are thinking about a career in physiotherapy?
Go for it. Just put your heart and soul into it. If this is actually what you want to do, you can get there. I took about 3 years to finally get accepted into physiotherapy, and I'm so grateful that I didn't stop trying. It's the most rewarding course I've ever done. And yeah, just work hard. There's certain things that are going to be horrible and certain things that you're not going to enjoy at all in the course, but you're going to find the part of physio that you love. There are so many aspects to it, and so you just got to find that little piece and just keep pushing with it, and you can do it.
So you have an Instagram page where you share more about being a physio student. Can you tell listeners where we can find your page?
Sure, you can find me on Instagram. My handle is honest_student_. And I basically just talk about what's happening in my days and clinics. I keep it very basic. I don't go personal at all with patients personal anyway. My personal is very much. So I like to share a lot about my day, how things are going, how I'm feeling, and just be a bit more honest and open about the experiences as a student and working in COVID in hospitals.
Before we go, Table Mountain was on fire a few weeks ago, and we heard that you lived in one of the buildings. Can you please tell us more about that?
Yeah, that was quite a shock. Got back to my place in Frederhoek on Sunday and everything was fine, and then that evening we realized things had changed and the winds were changing directions and things were getting a bit scarier. So we decided to start packing that night, and we actually left a bit earlier than what they told us to evacuate because we just had a feeling that something was going to go wrong. Our building had to evacuate at about 5 in the morning on Monday morning. And yeah, I think the whole of Monday was just really scary, just sort of waiting to see if anything was going to happen, if any of the buildings were going to burn or anything like that. But I'm so, so grateful to the incredible firefighters and all the first responders that managed to save all our buildings in Frederhoek. It was really incredible. And yeah, I'm really grateful to all of them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a very interesting interview.